Good morning. It is Sunday, November 17th, 2013. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellums. Ozarks at Large is underwritten in part by the Walton Family Charitable Support Foundation.
Ahead on this edition of Weekend Ozarks, three things to know about giving in this month dedicated to philanthropy.
And we'll be celebrating a month that's also dedicated to writing with an author and books montage.
But first, while giving doesn't always have to be about money, there was a lot of news about the Green this week. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis has more in this week's Week in Review.
Money is regularly the root of many news items that come across the wire, and greenbacks are generally the point of pertinence for many stories. Case in point, the special election in Fayetteville this week was all about money. Just more than 9% of registered Fayetteville voters turned out to vote on the issue of using hotel, motel, and restaurant tax proceeds to partially fund construction of a regional park as well as the Walton Arts Center expansion project. Roughly 85% of voters approved measures to partially fund development of the regional park and the expansion project at the Walton Arts Center, a project that as a result of the election will receive up to $6.9 million from bonds funded by HMR tax receipts. Terry Trotter is the chief operating officer at Walton Arts Center. She says that now that the public funds are committed, private fundraising is one of the next steps for the expansion project.
You know, we have a lot of funds to raise for this, and we'll be, you know, working to continue to talk with people about the vision that we have for the future and get people excited about that. We are also working with our design team to continue developing the project. One of the things that will be, you know, interesting and challenging about this project is we don't want to shut the facility down. I mean, we don't want, you know, to not have a season at Walton Arts Center. So we're going to have to figure out how to do the construction while we continue to operate. So, you know, beginning to figure out how that will happen is another next step for us.
About a third of the funding for the expansion project will come from the public bond money. Another third is expected to come from supportive foundations, and the remaining third is expected to come from individual contributions. Of course, the results of the election mean that $3.5 million in bond money will also be directed to the City of Fayetteville's Regional Park project. Another area city has also received monetary help for development projects. The City of Bentonville recently received a grant from the Endeavor Foundation to help expand pedestrian infrastructure in the city. Troy Galloway, the city's director of community development, says that the grant from the foundation, which was formally accepted by City Council this week, gave more than $70,000 to the sidewalk project.
We're going to couple that money with some community development block grant funding that the city gets on an annual basis to construct sidewalks on both sides of Southeast 6th Street from Main Street running eastward to the vicinity of F or G Street. And really that takes us from downtown Bentonville to the city's newest park, which is Austin Baggett Park, which is a little neighborhood park that's in the southeast part of downtown Bentonville.
Galloway says that without the grant from the Endeavor Foundation, which will cover about three-quarters of the sidewalk construction cost, the project would not be moving forward at this time. And sometimes government agencies need to bring in more money to keep providing public offerings. An increase in camping fees for some campgrounds at the Buffalo National River took effect Friday. Kevin Clark is the public information officer at the Buffalo National River.
We have to pay our bills too. So the campsites with amenities such as electricity and water represent high operating costs to the Park Service. And one of the stimulating things for the campground fees was that our electrical bills trebled, went up three times a few years back. And we've been operating at a considerable loss during that time period. We don't make any money on these. We're trying to break even with these costs, and so that's what it represents to us.
The fee increases represent the first such increases at the Buffalo National River in a decade. And sometimes, cities give money out to non-governmental public organizations. The Fort Smith Board of Directors earlier this week approved recommended funding allocations to non-governmental agencies in the city. For the 2014 budget year, the city has $162,000 to split between agencies regarding social and community services, arts and humanities, and recreation. Christy Doyster, administrative coordinator for the city's finance department, says that although the program was reorganized about 3 years ago, the funding has given receiving organizations crucial assistance for more than 20 years.
When the new program was set up, that was one of the things that was extremely important, was that agencies ask just what was for necessities to keep their doors open. What could we help them with that would keep their doors open? Just basic bottom line expenses. And a lot of them do utilities. A lot of them are for the symphony, you know, helps pay for some of their musicians, and so does the chorale and music. The Western Arkansas Ballet helps pay for one of their ballet productions.
Doyster says that most applying organizations use the assistance to cover utility costs, as it is one of the easier expenses to track. But she also says that social and community services organizations, such as the River Valley Regional Food Bank or the Old Fort Homeless Coalition, make up a majority of the applications for city assistance. From the Harold and Blanche Kalk News Studio, I'm Timothy Dennis, and this is Weekend Ozarks at Large.